Hey everyone, this is your audio update for the 14th of December, 2021. Sorry we missed last week's update. From what I've seen, Miro and James are juggling quite a bit at the moment to get all this Patreon content wrapped up for the month, and as such, the text update took a backseat for a bit. Anyway, after the last Blender trial animation we released, Miro pivoted to finalizing Flying High, but James covers a bit of that, so I'll let him take it from here. He writes, "Hey everyone, this week we're focusing on a couple of animations. Like I mentioned last week, we've got one scene that's had some lighting work done featuring Serene as a dick girl and Tifa as the girl in a doggy-style fucking position. We've had an artist set up better lights to make it look more like a club with blue-purple lighting and volumetric lights. I'll be rendering that out in the next couple of days. We're also putting the final touches on Serene's sexy walk, just positioning the HDRI correctly now as the animation itself is done. We've got a working Blender dick girl version of Lanessa now, set up with the same rig as Serene. The only issue is creating a female version of her parented to that same rig, so we're going to try the shape key approach. The only issue here is reordering Serene's vertex count to match an exported DAZ version of female Lanessa. Also, we are happy to say that Flying High Part 11 is being assembled and the final touches are being made to the cum shots. Once that's done, we'll be posting it here. The ETA is Wednesday, so stay tuned." And that wraps up James's update. Now, beyond what James wrote, I checked up on the status of the Seed of Rebirth and Cypunk animation. Miro says the Seed of Rebirth animation is close to releasable in terms of the animation, and what we're working on at the moment is just polish and look dev. This is just to get the environment and the lights looking a little bit closer. Now, as for Cypunk, I dug in a bit to better understand what's turned this animation into our current problem child. It seems there's been a conflict between the frame rate of the video edit, which is what we created the voice to, and the frame rate of the original animation. So that conflict means that we get a slowed down lip sync in the final version that doesn't match. We've been working on a fix, but the Maya render times just drag everything out. Anyway, that's the main reason why we've had to re-render this one many times. And that's it for now. Thank you, and have a good week.